time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brandon Pierce with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. He is an environmental health scientist. And with the holidays coming up and with all these family parties that are going to happen and things like that, it's always nice to get someone in to talk about, you know, ways to maybe prep and ways to maybe safely store foods and things like that. Things to maybe look out for and watch out for when it comes time to that this time of year. And some of possibly maybe some mistakes that people are making, and they may not even know it. So we bring Brandon in from the health department to kind of talk about that. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's jump in first and foremost. And as I said, with all the parties and things coming up, sometimes people cut corners that they shouldn't when it comes to food prep and things like that. So what are some ideas for people when they're getting ready to maybe host that big party with everybody coming over to kind of watch out for and things to do? Or not do, for that matter.
So one big one is, you know, a lot of people don't have the time and want to pull that turkey out, you know, last minute to thaw, or that ham or whatever. It's always best to thaw under refrigeration, and that takes time. So give yourself plenty of time to do that. When you thaw it on a counter, you know, the surface of the meat can get warmer and bacteria can start growing at that point while you're thawing, and we want to avoid that if we can.
And the best thing to do, really, if you're in a rush, sometimes I think it's faster, but you've got to babysit it. It's the cold water rinse.
Yeah, you can also run under cool water to keep the, you know, surface temperature down while it's thawing, and that helps it thaw a little quicker too, if you need to do that.
But like I said, you've got to babysit it because you got to change that water out. How often?
It's best just to leave it under cool running water to do it, so it's constantly fresh, cool water, so it doesn't warm up. With a turkey, that's going to take a long time and waste a lot of water. So
it really is. That I think this is the holiday that backyard fridges were made for.
Right. Yes. So if you have the fridge space, that's the best way to do it.
Just put it in that fridge outside and let it thaw out in there, because that's the best policy. And then the other thing that, you know, when we're creating sides, when we're creating this, that, and the other, there are certain temperatures that need to be reached when you're cooking certain items. And is there like a website out there for people to go and it's like, hey, check this out? Have you got links to that on your website, or is there information on the website there?
I don't know that we have links to those on our website, but they are available all over the internet. CDC, the, you know, FDA, they all have lists of that stuff, you know. The temperatures that things need to be cooked. You want that turkey to be 165 internal, you know, hams, say 145. Vegetables, if you're cooking vegetables, 135. That's what you want to get those to.
And I know that this one problem that people have with the turkeys is that sometimes they trust the pop-up timer way too much.
Yeah, it's always best to have a, you know, food thermometer available so you can test it internally. Those pop-up things aren't always as accurate as they could be.
And, you know, that was one thing that I've always asked people when people would ask me, well, how long should I do? Should I cook this? How long should I cook that? I said, a thermometer is your best friend.
Yeah. It's more the temperature than the time. You want to hit those certain temperatures. And once you're there, you should be good.
I know we all want to be able to schedule Thanksgiving dinner at exactly 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But sometimes the turkey just doesn't want to.
Seems like it never is never done when you want it to be.
That's right. Now, we've talked about all those things. Let's talk about the other side of it, okay? There are a lot of, like, there's a lot maybe of misinformation, mm-hmm. and things that pop up. And let's talk, I mean, we don't want to have to worry about it when Thanksgiving rolls around, but let's talk about food poisoning.
Okay.
Okay? The possibility of someone eating and getting sick 30 minutes later and saying that it's food poisoning from what they just ate is pretty much zero. Isn't that right?
It's very unlikely, yeah. It is possible if there's a toxin involved, but that would be highly unlikely in these kinds of cases. The majority of cases, it takes 24 to 48 hours before you start showing symptoms.
So the majority of the time when you've got food poisoning, it's probably from something you ate the day before, or as you even said, a couple days before.
Yeah, everyone wants to think it was the last thing they ate, which is usually not the case.
So remember that before you start yelling at grandma because she made you sick, right?
Right.
That's the most important thing. So once again, the CDC is probably one of the best places to go for all of this kind of information, and check out their website.
Yeah, or the FDA website. They're have a lot of stuff on food safety.
And usually, you know, if you're buying a big brand turkey, I know Butterball, Norbest both have really great websites that you can get on there and check out their information, and it'll all be there as well. So just follow these easy tips and hopefully you'll have a very pleasant and healthy holiday season. All right. Brandon, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.